Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We have a very informative and important radio show lined up for you today, and a lot of big events are transpiring. We're seeing the true birth of the monstrosity, the abomination known as the first true world government, which is really itself an extermination grid. So we'll be breaking that down today. We've got Bob Chapman joining us for an hour to take your calls, get into all the huge economic developments with his Friday visit with us. Then we have Janine Roberts. She is a British lady, and well, we've had her on, I guess, about 6, 7, 8 years ago. I first saw her with her documentary that aired on PBS. I'd already learned this when I was a child because my dad had friends that were in the international diamond business. They were French South Africans. And so he told me it was all a monopoly and there were giant warehouses of diamonds and the diamonds were semi-precious. I mean, literally worth the same amount as rhinestones, but people will mortgage their houses or 2 or 3 years pay, you know, just to buy their wife or sweetie a big diamond. And I halfway didn't believe my dad, but I knew he didn't make stuff up. And then I remember when I was a teenager, I saw her Diamond Empire film. Now, I didn't know, because it wasn't in the news, that they went on her yacht, told her you shouldn't have made that movie, broke her nose, knocked some of her teeth out. And she's married to a British lord. She's pretty powerful. She's one of these smart, rich ladies, so I guess in her spare time likes to go out and make films. Very good filmmaker. Traveled all over the world because she was high up in the British system. They even let her into the mines. Some of the only footage ever out of those mile-deep mines where they've got huge air conditioners injecting AC in because it would be 150 degrees if they didn't. And they let her into the huge warehouses, just as far as the eye could see, giant chest of diamonds. And a lot has developed since I had her on. I think it was pre-9/11. So we'll have her back on the show today, Janine Roberts. We'll talk about her new book on the scams that are run with diamonds. And then we've got Barbara Lowe Fisher. You know, the enemy has struck back. We've been exposing the fact that autism, in many cases, is linked to thimerosal mercury preservative in the vaccines that are still in the vaccines. They'll lie and say they're out, but then you read the inserts, it's all still there. In fact, they increase the amount of thimerosal in most vaccines from 100 times safe levels to 500 times safe levels in the case of the flu shot. You can even find that AP headline. They just said, we have no reason to do this. We're not going to tell you why. You're trying to escape our shots? How about 5 times the amount? How's that sound? We will devastate you with a chemical weapon operation, and you will sit there gullibly and take it because you can't imagine we're that evil. That's the whole system. So we'll have Barbara Lowe Fisher, co-founder of the nonprofit National Vaccine Information Center, who was involved very closely with this federal court paid for by the vaccine companies, their own kangaroo court, saying, we decide there's no evidence of this causing problems. So we'll break that down with her today in the fourth hour. In the meantime, there is a large stack of very, very important news here in front of me. 6 banks cede control to governments. U.S. economy shrinks at fastest pace in 26 years. Obama prepares to revise Iraq troop plans and increase troops, and he'll look in 23 months. It may be then in 23 months more. See, now, never leaving. It was the same story with Bush. Same story with Obama. But now the liberals are like, hey, I love war. Let's get tough on Al-Qaeda. Woohoo, yeah. You're right. Show them, Obama. Yeah, drop some hellfire missiles on people. Yeah. We're getting tough. Kill them brown people. Yeah. Yeah, Obama, man. He's got it. Yeah, all right. Yeah. All right.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com. Or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. eFoods does it again. The three-day responder provides one adult with 3 days worth of healthy, delicious, easy-fix food. The price of the three-day responder is almost ridiculous at $21.95 for actually 12 meals plus snacks. When you taste the food in the three-day responder, you'll understand why families trust eFoods Direct to provide healthy, delicious food for every need. Whether you're hunting, playing, or responding to an emergency, the food in the three-day responder is easy to fix and ready to go. Food is an everyday need. The three-day responder is for the time when food should be the last thing you have to worry about. The three-day responder, $21.95. Sometimes the best things do come in the smallest packages. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The nation has been seized by open, wanton criminals engaging in every crime known to man. They have high-tech propaganda systems busily brainwashing the public, manipulating the public with every psychological warfare tactic known, testing their systems upon the slaves. And until we realize this and say we're not slaves and we see through your matrix illusion, it's only going to get worse. Now, Obama has unveiled his actual tax plan as of last night. You know, he promised no new taxes except for people making over $250,000 a year. That's joint incomes. And that's going to hurt the economy in a big way. I know most people think that somebody making $250,000 a year is rich. But by the time they devalue the currency at right now 15% inflation a year, it's going to move into over 20%. All that's going to do is those yuppies and the lawyers and the doctors and the person that owns a restaurant or whatever, a successful restaurant, they're not going to come in your little boutique and buy your little sweaters and shoes. They're not going to come in your little grocery store. They're not going to buy wine. They're not going to come in your car dealership and buy a car from you if you're a car salesman. And things will get worse and worse in the economy, and then everybody will basically go on welfare, and they've announced that. They're going to give you a national ID card with little credits on it. and you'll live in tiny government housing, and you'll be disarmed, and you'll have gangs running around shooting you and killing you, and the police will just cordon off the reservation area. And you'll sit there just looking up with love at Obama on the TV screen, loving him. You'll probably even have a little, they're announcing a little uniform for yourself to feel good. A little cell phone to tattle on neighbors. You'll feel very important. They're setting it all up. I mean, you couldn't make this up. It's so crazy. It's really happening here. All set up for decades. Northcom. The systems of control all being built, the architecture being constructed, and now Obama's announcing basically taxes on everything. You know, his carbon tax alone will shut down many of the businesses, many of the places where a few Americans were still employed. Those that stay open will have to up their prices. They won't be able to compete with China and India and 160 other third world countries that have no carbon emission controls. And so they will end up shutting down. So that's a huge tax on everybody. That's just the first tax. There's hundreds in the carbon tax family being implemented by cities and counties everywhere. And they've got taxes now on charity. Yeah, don't give to charity. And they're going to have taxes on capital gains. And they're going to have taxes on basically everything. Now, we've broken down the fact that about $200 million of the $787 million stimulus package will actually go to the people in some form or fashion, but with federal strings attached. So $200 billion versus $9.7 trillion to the bankers domestically, and then tens of trillions worldwide. You know, England putting in 500 and something billion, France putting in 400 and something billion, the Dutch putting in hundreds of billions, the Japanese putting in hundreds of billions, the Chinese putting in hundreds of billions. Those are going into the private banks. With all these governments held hostage saying, okay, we'll do whatever you say, just let the credit flow, let the credit flow. The banks go, no, we want more now. And so you get $200 billion with strings attached, the only tax cut out there for people under $250,000 a year joint incomes. That's $125,000 apiece. The only tax decrease is, what, $15.50 every 2 weeks. A pizza every 2 weeks. So yes, a pizza every 2 weeks. And Obama's budget is $3.5 trillion. And he just announced now that he wants another 800 and something billion on top of the $1+ trillion defense budget. I mean, he said he wanted a bigger military, a military buildup, and it's happening. And that's it. And then most of the big defense contractors are subcontracting out the components of the weapon systems to China and Europe and other nations. They're making a lot of Defense Department components in Mexico now. They're taking $1 billion of the General Motors bailout and building a plant down in Brazil. They're all globalists. It's a big joke, a big looting celebration by the ruling class. They don't want a free market. They don't want a good economy. They don't want you doing well. Israel wants their country to do well, and so they're just cutting taxes across the board, no tax increases, and that will help their economy. More money comes into the treasury when you cut taxes, and that's a historical fact. Because people spend more. They keep more of their money. That is the best way to spend money into the economy. This is control. I mean, having all this talk of nationalization and constant talk by world leaders of depression is destroying confidence in the economy. So that they can have a fire sale. And then people email me accusing me, oh, all your bad-mouthing of the economy, Alex, you've caused all this. I get that every day. I see it in the comments. No, we explained the bankers were going to blame it on the subprime mortgage that it had nothing to do with. Notice in day one they said that wasn't what the bailout was for, when they had said it was all along. And that they were then going to bad-mouth the economy, drive it down, and set up a new bank of the world that you pay carbon taxes to. And exactly that has happened. And I've been telling you that for a decade. We fingered the fact that they would blame it on subprime 3 years ago, a year and a half before that even started. We're on record in triplicate. We told you Mexico was going to be collapsed by design with a right-wing government they were going to put in even before Fox left, before Calderon was on the radar screen, and that it would collapse and that they would have martial law on the border and actually issue some new regional ID card to legalize the illegal aliens. It's now happening. So I'm going to say it again to the skeptics out there. You better listen. I know you have this false idea about the world. It's like your little teddy bear, your busy bee you snuggle with at night, your little chew toy. You're like a two-year-old. And you're in love with this false image of America and this false image of who you are in it. And let me tell you something. Your bosses in the New World Order are going to hurt you bad. They don't care about you one scintilla. In fact, they enjoy hurting you. And here come the taxes. One of the taxes alone is a $1 trillion tax increase. And they're changing. Look, this already happened with taxes. And anybody who pays taxes, you know, most folks have their money withheld, so they don't realize how much is being taken from them. They don't realize their employer has to match the Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid funding. Let's say you make $20 an hour. And you've got to pay, on average, $5, $6 of that in taxes. And a large portion of that Social Security, your employer has to match that. So, see, you're really making $28 an hour. Let's say you're making $10 an hour, but you end up getting about $7.50 on each check. Your employer is really paying you $13 an hour. But in the tax breaks, in the tax system, they've gotten rid, for the little people, of almost all the loopholes. You can't even buy equipment now and or raw materials for your business or company and write it all off in most cases. But then, meanwhile, it comes out in mainstream news that literally no one in the Obama administration is paying taxes. Rahm Emanuel lives in free palace-sized houses paid for by billionaires when he's a congressman, when he's a White House chief of staff. They drive around in free limos, free helicopters, free everything. The guy back when he was working for a big brokerage firm ripping folks off was making between $15 and $18 million a year. This is just Rahm Emanuel. He is for total gun ban of the American people, like complete criminal. I mean, he's tied into all the Chicago mobsters, all the big money. This is on record, and he doesn't pay income tax for years. For years. Kurt Newman wrote a story about it with mainstream media links in the story. He just doesn't pay. They just don't pay. They're completely lawless. So remember, $9.7 trillion and counting, and this is 6 months into the banker takeover, 5.5 months in. So if in half a year they've stolen $9.7 trillion, in a year at this pace, and now they're saying even more, it'll be $20 trillion. The entire economy, the GDP, everything, is $13 trillion in the U.S. This is killing the country. They're murdering it while telling you they're trying to fix it. They know exactly what they've been doing. They've done it in hundreds of third world nations over and over and over and over again. And you watch him up there in Congress giving high fives and laughing and giggling and smirking. It is such a big joke to them. They've already stolen more money in 5.5 months than the entire economy made in that 5.5, 6 months. You understand that? They're buying up everything with your money. And then now all these tax increases are to pay for that, and it won't even come close to paying. They're going to grab every American around the throat, no matter how poor you are, how rich you are, and they're going to squeeze money out of you, except for the ruling elite who are exempt from all their own laws. They're going to sit up there surrounded by police wearing black helmets with those stupid SWAT team faces. I've got these video of New York and D.C. cops. They just look like something out of a cartoon movie of a thug. just around them with machine guns going, the theft is ours, stand down, we rule, stay there and take it, slaves, take it or we'll kill you.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA. The hijackers' ties to the FBI. The Saudi Arabian connection. The Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes are full of chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that most multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Did you know that many herbal remedies contain unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to only organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries 100% natural and chemical-free skincare, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit TOBENatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code GCN and receive a 10% discount. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog today.
By the way, the Pentagon wrote the battle plan to invade Iraq while they controlled Saddam Hussein and used him as a kamikaze military system against the Iranians in the 80s. That was declassified in the mid-90s. And it was to break the country up, basically like it is now, put in permanent bases over the three regions, have a puppet unification government, And then going back 5.5 years ago, after they invaded and took over, they stated, we're going to build all these permanent bases, giant embassies, and never leave. They will be there, they said, in 100 years. And then Bush would say, oh, we're going to look in 16 months, that's their favorite number, at then setting a date. And Obama said, nope, day one, we're going to pull the troops out. Then he said, well, 6 months, and then 16 months, and then, well, 23 months, and then we're going to look at what we're going to do, and it's just going to be the main combat force. We're still going to have our troops there. So it's double speak. And the left would deny that and say, no, he didn't say that. No, you watch, you watch. And I'm like, here's the Defense Department. He's keeping Gates on. Now he's publicly announced it. And suddenly the left on CNN and MSNBC, you know, those fake left shows are, hey, we're getting tough against Al-Qaeda. What do you expect? We have to. And Iran's deadly. They're about to destroy us. We've got to hit them, got to strike them now. And all these new taxes on the entire population. And you talk to people, the Kool-Aid drinkers, and it's just like people that supported Bush who were Kool-Aid drinkers. It didn't matter. You know, he'd be for the assault weapons ban, and they'd say, no, he's not, liar. And I'd go, okay, well, here he is lobbying Congress, and here's the Associated Press. What? I guess you like the Democrats then. And I'm like, no, I like the Second Amendment. Can we just admit that both parties are anti-Second Amendment? Can we get our country back? It's just horrible what's happening, and they know that during a contracting economy, you don't want more taxes, but they're doing it. In fact, let's play this little CNN piece that's actually pretty shocking because it's somewhat accurate, dealing with taxes. Here it is.
American Morning, the most news in the morning, period. Weekday 6 Eastern.
If you're one of the millions of wealthy Americans, Carol, you're going to get stuck with the bag here on this.
I think so. You know, but the president's job isn't easy. He needs money and lots of it. And where do you find money these days? Well, you find it in the pockets of those who have it.
It is a daunting task. By the end of this fiscal year, America will have a deficit to the tune of $1.75 trillion. How do you cut that in half by 2013 and pay for pricey new programs? At least in part, by taxing the rich.
And we'll save billions of dollars by rolling back tax cuts for the wealthiest Americans while giving a middle-class tax cut to 95% of hardworking families.
Not unexpected.
$250,000 a year.
$250,000 a year?
Yes, asking the folks who are making more than $250,000 a year, $250,000 a year, to go back to the tax rates they were paying in the 1990s.
Mr. Obama has talked about taxing the rich ever since, well, Joe the Plumber.
When you spread the wealth around, it's good for everybody.
Back then, spreading the wealth meant Mr. Obama would let the Bush-imposed tax cuts for the wealthy expire. Today, it means a whole lot more. The president is also proposing to reduce deductions on mortgage interest and on charitable contributions, raise taxes on capital gains and dividends, and require wealthy Medicare beneficiaries to pay more for medical care and prescription drugs.
Lady, a woman of your beauty has no need for such decorations.
How dare you?
All right, hit pause.
Some say...
You know, I say somewhat truthful. It's actually pure deception. The info is accurate, but it's all, oh, he's got a tough job. Oh, he's got to do it. Oh... You know, he's taxing the rich, redefining somebody making $125,000 a year as rich when that's middle class. And that's who literally funds the economy. The rich hold on to their money, the billionaires, the people that control trillions. And then they bill Obama as Robin Hood. Oh, he's robbing from the rich, giving to the poor. And the poor are like, yes, get them the person that makes $125,000 a year. Meanwhile, I don't know, what's $200 million that actually went to the people, $15 every 2 weeks, versus the fact that $9.7 trillion, 90-plus percent of the money's going to offshore banks, the true elite? That's where all the money's going. But see, they tell the public, oh, he's like Robin Hood. He takes the rich lady's rings and gives it to the poor. Nice, simple, you know, junior high level for the general public, and they sit there watching it, smiling, feeling, yes, get the rich. There's people all over the world firebombing nice cars and things now, thinking that's the rich. just absolutely ridiculous. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
SouthSummit.com is the place for top name brand knives such as Kershaw, Spyderco, Cold Steel, Gerber, K-Bar, Boker, Leatherman, and more. South Summit has one of the largest selections of self-defense products on the web. Knives, stun guns, police batons, pepper spray, LED flashlights, emergency kits, binoculars, and tactical gear are just some of the great products found on SouthSummit.com. Receive discounted prices on camping and preparedness products from Camelback, Kelty, and Eureka. Check out our water storage barrels, water purification systems, and Mountain House freeze-dried foods that have a 30-year shelf life. Keep an eye on your family and keep them safe with our do-it-yourself spy camera systems. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll receive a free LED flashlight with your order. Visit SouthSummit.com. That's South Summit, S-U-M-M-I-T, SouthSummit.com. Or call toll-free 1-800-234-8654. That's 1-800-234-8654.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them, and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
Citibank is now being imploded by design. City in the sewer is the headline. Shares down 36% in just the first 5 hours of trading. Russian bomber neared Canada on the eve of Obama visit. Timing was suspect, menacing our dear leader. Nuke bombers menacing the United States. That's because weapons are being moved in encircling Russia and being moved into the Arctic Circle. We're going to get into the economy. We're going to get into exclusive White House to host members of Congress to build support for keeping 50,000 troops in Iraq forever. Told you that was the official Pentagon plan. There's the official plan, and then there's what they tell the public. Banks cede control to government. U.S. economy sinks again at record level. Federal government says they're basically going to come in and take over Citibank, but that's not what's happening. The private Federal Reserve is taking it over with your tax money. CNBC analyst says global bank, global currency is being set up. DNA samples from children held in secret registry. That's out of England. Same thing here in the U.S. It's totally lawless. It's all illegal. They just do whatever they want. Here's a mainstream news article out of Now Toronto. Busted for chocolate. They had organic chocolate bars, and the police didn't care. They just said, you're going to jail. This is drugs. That's how it works now. Airlines are preparing to start charging up to $2 for using the bathroom. They're looking at that. That's just some of it. And I mentioned how arsonist, it's happening in the U.S., it's happening in Germany, it's happening all over. This is out of Bloomberg. They're attacking what looks like wealthy people's houses and cars all over the world. And the article says the police say it's because the people are angry that these are rich people. Let me give a news flash to the young hooligans out there that are angry about the economy. It's the bankers. It's your God Obama, the puppet, your God Bush. You need to understand that, because I guarantee you the people torching cars, most of them love Obama. You know, they think he's robbing the rich to pay the poor. And let me explain something. It says they're torching things like $35,000 BMWs. That's not the elite. That's the person that comes in the restaurant you work at and eats. But this is class warfare. This is what the elites are setting up. The big elite banks, always in other nations they bring down, play the working class off against the middle class, because the working class thinks that if somebody has shiny rims, they're rich. Or if someone has bling, they're rich. Let me tell you, the real wealthy people hide their wealth and live offshore outside this nation. They live on private islands. So we'll get into that and a bunch of other really important news. We've got Bob Chapman coming up in about 25 minutes. Then we've got Jenny Roberts about the false scarcity, artificial scarcity, diamond trade, and then Barbara Lowe Fisher on the whole vaccine autism situation that the media is trying to twist and spin and lie about. But right now, for the balance of this segment, I wanted to get Steve Shank on today, because Steve Shank has been in the storable foods business for 28 years. I bought a lot of storable foods over the years and didn't like a lot of the quality of it, I'll tell you. And when I bought his food 7 years ago, it didn't have any MSG. It was non-GMO. It was the best price I found out there and delivered the quickest, just in a few weeks. And so we went out and got him as a sponsor. But I wanted to have him on to track what's happening in the economy and what's happening in food cost for him. Steve Shank, thanks for coming on with us.
Hey, it's great to be aboard, Alex. You know, you talk about tracking what's going on. I'm sure that you picked up on this, but any of the states, now we've got a really strong movement for state sovereignty, but the states that buy into the bailout, the governors of those states, I don't know if your listeners realize this, they get a slush fund. The governor of Utah got an $87 million slush fund.
Yeah, it's a payoff.
Yeah, they're buying the governors. And a couple of things, of course, your listeners will be glad to hear that their money is going to be spent to pay the rent for some of the folks that can't pay theirs, which I'm sure everybody's delighted at struggling to pay their own house payments and helping to pay everybody else's too. That's wonderful.
Hey, Robert Reich said literally, because we'd made the comment that the highway funds will really only help illegal aliens and the big highway contracting companies, the rich guys, the illegal aliens. And then the Obama administration official came out and said, yeah, we don't want this money going to white males, construction workers.
Yeah, isn't that something? Well, the real kicker for me was that the $15 million of the Utah slush fund is to go to Hollywood to encourage them to come and make films in Utah. But, you know, be that as it may.
Are you kidding? The Hollywood payoff is in the over $40 bucks, but you're right. A lot of, you know, it's just in the millions in your state.
Yeah, I understand. One of the things that we need to watch very carefully is the increase in food stamps. Is just absolutely horrendous, which means a lot of good people are out of work and they're not making money. But one of the concerns that we're actually looking at is that the way things are operating, those of us who are paying the bills and still can pay our bills have to wonder when the food shortages occur, and I've got a food shortage that we need to really address real quickly, but when those food shortages occur, when someone stands in line, some of your listeners that have been able to be prudent and put away you know, the funds and be able to take care of themselves, when they stand in line at the grocery store with cash and they're standing next to somebody with food stamps, the way that things are going with this particular administration, is it possible that someone with food stamps would be given priority to have the food if there's not enough for both?
Well, let me say this. You know, it's not even food stamps anymore. It's a federal ID that has credits put on it, and they're saying that they're going to end up just putting most Americans on this, and it's already an all-time record people getting food aid.
Absolutely. Now, one of the things that your listeners need to be aware of is when we're buying out in front, when the warehouse is buying out in front of all this food that is being shipped out to folks, one of the issues that has come up in the last 2 weeks is potatoes, whether they're dices, slices, or mashed potatoes. Right now, the dried potatoes are sold out by most suppliers through all of next year. They are taking no more orders through all of next year.
Well, let me stop you there, Steve, because a year ago on this show, you said that there would be food shortages in 2009. Now, every day on TV, Zbigniew Brzezinski on MSNBC, we played the clip last week, world leaders, Gordon Brown, and I don't know if this is going to happen. I don't know if you're right. I hope you're wrong. But you've been right all along. They're saying we're going to have food riots and riots in the United States soon. There's already riots, and three governments have fallen in Europe over food because people are starving and the governments can't even issue them the food cards. So Mexico is collapsing. Martial law has been declared on the Texas-Mexico border. This is mainstream news. So we're not trying to scare people. Folks are insane if they don't have food, water filters, and guns, and a willingness to defend themselves.
Well, and there are three little issues that I really need to point out. As you know, Alex, we've got a can of seeds up on the internet for $39.95, and it's got 23,000 seeds in it, and it's superior to anything else that's out there. One of the things that people are mistaken about is they're being told, hey, put in a food supply, and it's in the form of seeds. If you got to wait for a garden to grow for your food, you're going to get awful dadgum hungry.
No, you need both, folks.
If anybody's paying more than $40 for a garden in a can, they are just absolutely being ripped off, and it's misdirection, basically. What people have to do is get real food, whether they get them from eFoods Direct or wherever they get it.
Well, you need both. I mean, I've told people they need to get, even if it's 5 acres in the country somewhere, if they have to stay in the city and work, they need to, you know, if you've got the money, an RV. The point is, put in a garden now. Learn how to do it now, but have the storable food so that while you get self-sufficient, you have both. You've got to have both. You've got to have backup.
Absolutely. I mean, you can't buy enough food to last for 10 years. The fact is that you've got to become self-reliant. One of the things that I needed to point out, these little three-day packs that we started sending out, Alex,
yes,
they're going out literally by the thousands, but what people aren't doing is they're not opening them up. And what we did was we put some goodies in there. We put some free samples for them to give their neighbors, and we also put a coupon that if they buy other purchases, they have a discount on those.
Yeah, the three-day first responder, the three-day responder for $21.95, folks, that is 3 days of food, and it's really a sample of what the J. Michael Stevens Group and eFoodsDirect.com offers. So you need to open it up, eat it, try it out, see how good this storable food is, and also use the coupon, folks.
Yeah, absolutely. The main thing right now, Alex, is that things are falling apart so quickly that those people that have ears to hear and eyes to see must become self-reliant. I think it's been proven that every step that they're taking with this bailout money, Every step they're taking is meant to control people. And the more control that they have, this national ID card, they're telling the states that, well, go ahead and issue your own cards, but anything that's controlled by the feds, which is all food, all transportation, all of everything basically in your life.
Banking, flying, college, you're going to have that. It's already a world ID card through the feds. Now, I want to just back you up on something. Folks can Google this. It was a major university study, came out 3 months ago. 7 million starved to death during Great Depression. That's the headline. You can pull up the actual study. It's a group of studies. Now, that was when 90% of people were supposedly self-sufficient in the country. Now we're 90% urban. And the 10% on the country, only half of them are self-sufficient. So 5% of the public self-sufficient versus 90% that were self-sufficient during the Great Depression that lasted a decade. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you right now, we hope for the best, plan for the worst here. I don't know how to say it. I only promote what I believe in, and I believe in getting terrible foods, and I believe in the trusted source. There's a lot of talk out there, but I give you my word, the J. Michael Stevens Group, they are not fly-by-night. They are the folks to go with. They are the high-quality food, and I want you to give them a call. Steve, before we run out of time, please have folks, give them the number. Give them the website. Tell them some of the food packages you've got.
Okay. The website is efoodsdirect.com. That's the letter E, FOODSDIRECT.com. And the phone number is 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. The seed pack, obviously, anything more than $40 for a seed pack, it's just absolutely insane. The three-day responder pack is really cool, but you got to open the silly little thing and get your coupon out, and also the free samples to give your friends so that they get food too. And of course, the 2-month grab and go, which is just absolutely—it's all prepared stuff. You add water and heat it, and this is what a lot of families, Alex, are using for their backup to throw in their car if they have to get out of Dodge. They're putting it in hunting camps, all sorts of things. And then, of course, the standard, the 1-year supplies that people put in multiples. And the average right now, most of the Christian community out there is thinking at least 3 years' worth of food just based on the scriptures. And that's supported by what's happened in other countries, too. But very simply, Alex, I just appreciate your support of getting people fed. The only way that people can be fearless in these very fearful times is to be independent. And very simply, all the money that's coming out from the government does not create independence. It creates dependency, and you will pay if you take a drink at the federal trough.
Yes, and when we read the IMF and World Bank documents, they brag how they brought down hundreds of third world countries and Western nations, and that they're doing it now. It's the IMF World Bank documents. Just Google that. Greg Palast, BBC. He broke this in late 2001, early 2002. I put it in my book, Descent into Tyranny. You have to understand this is by design, and everything is meant to make things worse. They call it the IMF fire sale that comes after the IMF riot. They cause an economic situation that causes riots like Argentina. Just look at that in 1999-2000. They went from being first world, as wealthy as the U.S. per capita, to Ted Anderson was just down there a few months ago on his honeymoon, and it was just absolutely, he said families, and they're Western folks. They look just like Americans, most of them down there. You know, we have the image of brown people living in the street, and it's terrible, but he said it was just white families, you know, good-looking families, good-looking black families, you know, Hispanic, white, just living everywhere, smog everywhere, starving, you know, children. I ought to get Ted on to talk about that. This is what the bastard bankers did. And 2 weeks after the bankers collapsed Argentina, the Washington Post reported a cattle trailer with cattle tumped over. There were dead cattle on the road, and middle-class families, it described them, were sitting there with knives, cutting off globulets of beef, gobbling raw beef. I mean, like animals. That happens within a week and a half to 2 weeks, the Pentagon studies show, maximum of 15 days. People turn into raving lunatics. And all the new taxes, all the new regulations is meant to fully bankrupt this country. So you've got to go to the government with handouts to live in their control grid. Give them the number so people don't have to be dependent. Steve Shane.
800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. eFoodsDirect.com. Thanks, Alex.
You bet. Give them the number again.
800-409-5633. The main thing that has to happen, Alex, is that people, unless they are independent, that dependency will create their virtual demise. It's just absolutely.
And by the way, Steve, as you know, they've introduced the assault weapons ban. ABC News, they're going to push it, and they're going to add basically physically banning them, national registration, federal psychological testing. It's all happening. Get your guns as well, folks.
Yep.
Give them that number again, eFoodsDirect.com or?
800-409-5633.
Well, Steve, I appreciate the great job you're doing, and I'm just honored to be working with you as well. And thanks for giving us that update. And I know you've got a big announcement coming up soon. I hope to get you back up as soon as possible.
We'll get it going.
And you're going to have people there to take orders throughout the weekend?
Absolutely. All the time.
So folks can call there or go to eFoodsDirect.com, watch all the videos that they have there on the site as well. Thank you, Steve Shane. God bless you.
Take care, Alex.
All right. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with more financial news. Then Bob Chapman and your phone call. Stay with us.
In these uncertain times, safety and precaution are key. Don't rely on others for protection. Protect yourself and your family with products from PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and personal safety devices on the web. From home safety to nighttime safety, we have the products you need. Order the discreet pepper mace baton, which relies on a powerful pepper formula that upon direct contact with an attacker's eyes, forces them to slam shut, causing an intense burning sensation. This refillable unit is designed to be carried as a keyring, easily accessible pepper spray, and a defensive baton. PepperSpray.com is offering a special for all GCN listeners. Order the pepper spray baton and receive a free refill cartridge. Please click the GCN category tab on our site for this offer. Visit us today at PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 800-908-9988. That's 800-908-9988.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We are going to open the phones up for the entirety of the next hour for your questions on the economy with a man who has just had a stunning record of accurate predictions and trends forecasting, Bob Chapman of the InternationalForecaster.com. I'm Alex Jones. My websites are PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. Yeah, there might still be time, folks. If we can identify the criminals, which we've done, educate the public about who they are, take back control of our states, then the federal government, and arrest the heads of the Federal Reserve and the New World Order, we can do it. You know, I got a video clip that's up on PrisonPlanet.com. Steve Watson wrote it for InfoWars.net. CNBC anchor is mortified that Ron Paul was allowed airtime. We're going to play part of that clip next hour. And Ron Paul gets a little more aggressive with Bernanke and just says, look, you can't pop up the bubble. You know, your Federal Reserve, I wish you'd come right out and say engineered all this, but he goes after him in the banking committee. Bernanke looks upset, and they cut to the sycophants on CNBC, and they're just like, how dare him? This is not going as planned. No, it's not. And they get mad and say, we were supposed to cut to a feed of Bernanke in his opening statement. We only want to hear from him. We don't want to hear from these congressmen that just want to grandstand. Yeah, how dare the congresspeople elected by the population get angry at the private bankers that did all this? How dare whoever at CNBC that cut to live Ron Paul questions? And see, I've always pointed out, back when I had time before I was making the Obama deception, I get on the treadmill or stair stepper in the garage for about an hour in the morning, and so I'd watch C-SPAN hearings that were live in the morning, and I'd see Ron Paul and everybody else tearing them up and bringing up the New World Order and everything, and the bankers, you know, on the hot seat, on and on and on. But then I'd turn over to CNBC. They would only cut to the feeds on Fox and CNBC and CNN when Bernanke or Paulson or Geithner and now all these guys are up there putting out their lies. They never show what the congressmen do. Oh, but the anchors freak out when Ron Paul actually made it on TV. So, this is the type of stuff we're dealing with here, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to get into this later in more detail, but there's more lies. You know, Obama is saying, hey, we want marijuana to be under the same laws that prescription drugs are. And if you see what the feds are doing, they're moving away from saying marijuana is basically bad and we want to raid everybody who has it, to if we catch you with it without a prescription, we're going to give you the type of charge like you had hydrocodone or codeine or morphine or something. And so in a press conference, the gun banning Attorney General Eric Holder was asked about this. It's in the San Francisco Chronicle today. And he went on and said, the reporters were saying, we thought you were going to change federal marijuana policy and let the states, you know, have their say. And the headline is U.S. to yield a marijuana jurisdiction to states. And he says, well, we haven't had because they've stepped up raids on medical marijuana dispensaries. And he said, well, give us time. You know, we're looking at only, you know, dealing with it like it's a prescription drug. Well, all the time people get pulled over who have the prescription drugs, even with the prescription, in a little pill case. And the police take them to jail. So, no, we need complete decriminalization of marijuana. And the country is going to collapse completely, totally, if we don't end this drug war. Look, the Mexican government admits their drug war is making the country collapse. If you decriminalize narcotics, every study shows, and Europe's done it, drug use goes way down, and the criminals don't have this lucrative business. Okay? It is pathetic and sad to use cocaine or heroin. It's pathetic and sad to use ecstasy. You don't want to lock people up for it. Because when you do that, it makes it be a black market and have incredible value, and then it brings more of the drugs into your community because it's so profitable. It's very simple. We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.